GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Busy weekend for many, George. A lot of folks probably didn't listen to or get a chance to listen to the governor's weekly radio address, but I've got it queued up here to play because she takes aim at question one on the ballot, which is, what, 1 month away, right?
Yeah, it's coming up. Okay.
Exactly 1 month. Okay.
Not far away.
This is the governor's weekly radio address, Governor Janet Mills, in which he talks about question one on the March primary ballot.
A little more than a month ago, the residents of a city in central China began getting terribly sick with a virus no one had seen before. As that virus spread, one of the first things public health officials did was begin to work on a vaccine. Because vaccines save lives. They're one of the best tools to safeguard our health, protect the health of those around us, friends and loved ones and children. Good morning. I'm Governor Janet Mills. Thank you for listening. You know, a century ago, as Maine celebrated its 100th birthday, influenza, the flu, posed a serious threat to our people and took thousands of lives. Globally, between 50 million and 100 million people, 3 to 5% of the entire population, died from the flu between 1918 and 1920. I don't want that to happen again. 100 years later, the flu is still a public health concern, but thanks to vaccines, we're much safer than we used to be if you get vaccinated. Decades of scientific research prove that vaccines not only work, but that they're safe. Unfortunately, our state has had a vaccination opt-out rate that is 3 times higher than the national average for kids entering kindergarten. Our state ranks 7th in the country for the rate of non-medical opt-outs among school-aged children. So last year alone, schools in Lincoln, York, and Cumberland counties experienced dangerous whooping cough outbreaks. I supported Maine's vaccination laws, and like every other Mainer, I also highly value personal choice. But as your governor, I am charged with protecting the health and safety of all Maine people. And amidst these outbreaks, it has become painfully clear that Maine laws have not adequately protected the health of Maine people. Last year, I signed a bill to remove the non-medical exemptions from vaccination laws in order to better protect health and welfare of people, especially young children, across our state. And this is something that 4 other states, including Mississippi, have done. People opposed to this new law, however, have succeeded in putting a referendum question on the ballot in March, in the hopes of overturning the law. Their campaign is masquerading itself as opposition to Big Pharma, but really, pharmaceutical companies hardly benefit at all from producing vaccines, as the Bangor Daily News recently reported. And in trying to target so-called Big Pharma, whom nobody really likes, that campaign is purposely trying to conflate vaccinations with other issues like the opioid epidemic, when these issues are distinctly different. Don't buy it. Vaccines work, but to make them more effective, people need to be vaccinated, especially children. As the American Academy of Pediatrics notes, ensuring that everyone who can get vaccinated does get vaccinated, quote, is important because it uniquely protects the most vulnerable members of our communities, including infants, pregnant women, and other individuals whose immune systems cannot combat certain harmful or deadly infections or who aren't eligible to receive certain vaccines, end quote. So let's not go back to a time when viruses like pertussis, the measles, mumps, or rubella were commonplace. Let's protect our children. Let's protect the future. I urge Maine people to vote no on 1 March 3rd. I'm Governor Janet Mills, and thank you for listening.
We wanted to give an opportunity to Kara Sachs from the Yes on One organization a chance to check in and share some of her thoughts. George, she's dialed in. She's on line 3 this morning to talk with us on GHRT.
Hey, good morning, Kara. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
What was your reaction to what the governor had to share in her weekly radio address?
Well, we thought it was quite interesting. You know, it's obvious that Governor Mills supports the bill because she signed by 80% citizen opposition, and the fact that it only passed by 1 vote. I think we had talked about before when I was on before that We'd been told in legislative session that leadership was an impenetrable force on this issue. So, you know, I think this was a bill that Governor Mills really wanted and she wanted to see passed. But, you know, there were a lot of there's a lot of fear and propaganda in the radio address.
One of the things the governor took aim at in her radio address was the opposition to Big Pharma. But she wrote in it and said in it, but really, pharmaceutical companies hardly benefit at all from producing vaccines, as the Bangor Daily News recently reported. We wanted you to maybe dig into that for us.
Yes, so she sure did say that. And I would call that some propaganda that we've heard quite frequently. We actually dug into Merck. So Merck is one of the larger producers of vaccines in general, but there are many pharmaceutical companies that produce vaccines. And they are one of the biggest money makers for the vaccine manufacturers. And if you look at Merck's latest financial reports for 2019, they haven't released the fourth quarter yet. So only the first three quarters through September, they made over $6.1 billion in sales alone in just childhood vaccines. And they cite, you know, the measles epidemic and the fear in the media as a profit, you know, uptick for them. So I would say that her statement, you know, that we are masquerading as opposition to Big Pharma when Big Pharma hardly makes any profit at all from vaccines is absolutely untrue.
We keep using the broad term Big Pharma. Can you give me a definition of who Big Pharma is? I know we have a pharmaceutical industry, but we don't make our own drugs and vaccines. Exactly what is the definition of Big Pharma?
That's a great question. I would say it is the pharmaceutical industry. You know, it's the companies that are producing drugs and then also, you know, these same companies. I think they're referred to as Big Pharma because they are one of the largest lobbying industries in the world, and they control the vast majority of advertising on the media. So it's an extremely, extremely powerful industry, both politically and in the media, which, you know, I think most Mainers would agree is sort of a dangerous combination when they are controlling policy and heavily influencing policy and politicians, and as also, you know, controlling your understanding of issues through what you're seeing in the media.
Kara Sachs with Yes on One and offering a counterpoint to Governor Mills' weekly radio address. I want to see if I have these numbers correct. You said that in the first three quarters of 2019, pharmaceutical manufacturer Merck reported $6.1 billion in sales of childhood vaccines alone.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now
let's Gardasil vaccine, which is the HPV vaccine that's being added to mandates in many states. That vaccine looks from the financial report to be their second highest profiting product.
Okay. I don't know if any opponents of Yes on One are now have perspiration on their foreheads here, nervous about what this says. Has Big Pharma contributed to either campaign? I can't imagine it would be yours, Kara, but to supporters.
Certainly
of
not
this.
Ours.
Yes. No. But have they? Is there any track to see that they've contributed anything to into the state of Maine over this battle?
Yeah. So we're getting that question a lot. And we had a great reporter from the Bangor Daily, people may have seen, that was interested in this issue. So obviously, I can't, you know, show you a very clear, you know, oh, Big Pharma did X, Y, and Z. But we do know from that Bangor Daily report, they did spend money lobbying. There were three companies that produced vaccines that spent about $25,000 lobbying for the bill. We know from looking at legislative campaigns that they gave max contributions to some of the leadership and legislators that sponsored the bill. That was from the pharmaceutical industry. And we know that the bill was written by the Maine Medical Association, which is a medical lobbying group. And you can look right on their website. They have, you know, pharma corporate sponsorship. And so we also saw in the recent financial data that comes out through the Maine Ethics Commission, which is designed to let Mainers know, you know, who's spending money to influence policy in Maine. They were the No on One Coalition, Maine Families for Vaccines, was calling themselves grassroots. Half of their money came from the Maine Hospital Association and the Maine Medical Association. And so we would call that corporate dark money because it's coming from one organization and you don't know where that's coming from. These are organizations with CEOs that make, you know, over $500,000 a year. You can look at their 1099 and they have absolutely corporate partnerships.
For those who are just tuning in, perhaps who don't follow it like we have to and do all the time, this question, which is coming up March 3rd, would repeal Legislative Document 798, LD 798. Now, this eliminates religious and philosophical exemptions from vaccine requirements for students to attend schools and colleges and employees in healthcare facilities. It's going to be one of those yes-no votes that people get confused over. Yes repeals Legislative Document 798. No upholds Legislative Document 798. Did I get it right?
You sure did. And it's worth noting that, you know, repealing the law really doesn't change anything. If we repeal the law with a yes vote, it returns to the way it's always been in Maine. We're not adding new legislation because we're hearing that from voters that we're interacting with. They think that we want to discourage people from vaccinating, which is not the case. It changes really nothing. A no vote institutes this new law that will kick, you know, 10,000 Mainers probably out of school and employment.
Kara, I don't know if we have time in our few minutes left to dig into this, but one of the things that Governor Mills points out in her weekly radio address is Maine had a relatively high number of opt-out. We had a high opt-out rate, and she tries to make a connection between Maine's high opt-out rate and recent pertussis outbreaks. Do you really see a corresponding outbreak proportional to the number of opt-outs in our state?
I sure don't. Thank you for bringing that up, Rick. So there was actually an article that came out in the fall that cited Maine as having the 17th highest vaccination rate for children and teens. The opt-out rate and the vaccination rate are very different. So I think that the opposition needs to check their facts on the opt-out rate that's been used. I think there's a lot of misleading stats and information that are being thrown around. And with whooping cough, pertussis, that's what we hear cited the most. If you look at the rates of pertussis, the cases in Maine actually increased as our vaccination rate has increased. We have a very high pertussis vaccination rate. And the Maine CDC has said 80% of those cases are occurring in vaccinated people. The pertussis vaccine itself doesn't prevent the transmission of pertussis. It only masks the symptoms. So people walk around spreading pertussis with a cough thinking they were vaccinated and they can't pass it. So I think that's another case where she's using fear and propaganda, which is all we're really seeing on the no side of this equation, to try to make people vote no.
Kara Sachs, thank you so much. She's with Yes on One with a counterpoint to the governor's weekly radio address. When we come back, we launch and take your call on the WVOMFM.com question of the day. You've heard both sides. Do you think Big Pharma benefits from immunizations? You'll see on social media as we now draw 1 month away from the election, it's starting to heat up. Both sides pointing at and saying, yes, it does or no, it doesn't. We want to talk with you about it next on the PDQ Door telephone line for the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.